Hello and good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast. I am Deborah Newton, the founder of San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center. And here with me today is Alyssa Griego. She is my cousin, and she's a precious young lady. She is a missionary called to the land of Rwanda. God has called her, and she said yes to the call. She will be opening up with prayer today with us. So please join us every Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 AM and 92.1 FM from 12:30 to 1 PM. Before we open up with prayer, I would like to take this moment to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitudes, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Moms and Them Entertainment, who is our sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry by monetary offerings or even words of encouragement, you can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, located at 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. And now it is time for a prayer, and Alyssa will be leading us in prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Cousin Deborah. Maramutse, good afternoon, everybody. And let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you for everybody tuned in and listening, Father God, to come in at your table and eat heartily of the word that you have for them. Father God, I pray, Lord, that our eyes would be focused on you, Lord Jesus. Not at the world around us or people around us who have influence, but Lord, on what you have called us to, on what you have put in our hearts to do. Let us be good stewards and go about the work, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, and with great joy, no matter what is trying to come up in our way, Lord. Lord, let us overcome it. And let us move those mountains into the sea in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have sowed in us. Lord, I thank you for the harvest that we're to go out and reap, Father God, for your glory. And Lord, I pray your glory to fall upon all these listeners. I pray your glory to fall upon San Antonio, Texas, Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you are doing, that you are stirring the waters, that you are getting your precious ones ready to go, Lord, to go and be your hands and feet, Father God. And I pray, Lord, for their hearts. I pray, Lord, that they will go and that they will serve you with their heart, that their soul and their mind and their strength, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you are our portion. You are our source. You are all that we need. And Lord Jesus, as you pour into us, let us pour into those beautiful ones that you have us to minister to. And Lord God, as we come to your table today and as we eat, oh, Lord Jesus, fill us up, Lord. Fill us up with more so we can give to others. We give you all glory and honor and praise, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Alyssa. Well, praise God. I do have a word from the Lord. And it is, this topic is, God, you remember when I was telling you that back in November that God said that he was getting us back in rhythm? Well, this is part of us getting back in rhythm. And it's talking about God and his holiness. He is holy, holy, holy. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. And I'm going to begin to read. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust, which were yours ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself, also in all your behaviors. Do you hear that? It says in all your behaviors, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. That's coming from 1 Peter 1:14-16. One of the characteristics of God, often ignored by folks in the general today, is his holiness and his regard of us to be holy as well. We must approach God with reverence to be acceptable before him. This has also always been the case. He told Israel long ago, "For I am the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be your God. Thus you shall be holy, for I am holy," according to Leviticus 11:45. In fact, if you'll notice, the first four of the Ten Commandments deal specifically with treating God as holy by living holy ourselves. That's according to Exodus 23:11. The promise has been given to the Israelites that after they entered the promised land of Canaan, that if they would keep God's command, he would bless them. But if not, they would be cursed. Israel was suffering harmonious in the future if because of their lack of regard for the holiness of God. And it's not human, it's just horrendously that they would suffer. It says they too had profaned the things which God had declared holy. It's a sin. And when we profane the things of God, it's a sin. It is sin. And that's what it is. We call it what it is. Then as well as now, whether it be the scripture, marriage, church, worship, or our behavior, it would do well for the church or spiritual Israel not to make the same mistakes Israel did of old. Listen to that. Remember, we've got to regard God as who he is. He is a holy God. One of the things that Israel did was the lack of respect for God. Israel's problem began with their disobedience. To protect Israel from evil influences, if idolatry and other pagan practices, God had commanded them to drive out other inhabitants completely out of the land of Canaan. That was in Deuteronomy 7:1-5. But Israel got lazy and did not do it. And, you know, one of the things I look at with lazy, there is procrastination that steals the time, your time. And also, what is that word? That word, it's a word when you don't deal with something right away. Well, procrastination, and then it'll come back to me. They were to make no covenant with idolaters. The Lord said if they did not do this, they would succumb to idolatrous practice and be led astray. Have you ever been around someone or a family member and you would tell them, you know what, you need to stop hanging around that person because they're going to mislead you. And the individual would say, I'm better than that. I ain't going to go out like that. And I've even had people in the friends in the church who would say, oh, I'm stronger than that. I won't fall to that. But we have to remember that God, he doesn't give us instructions for us to think that we can handle it and stay among it. He gives us instructions so that he can protect us to stay away from it. Well, Israel had been forbidden to follow after other gods, but they began to live by the code of I do what I think I want to do. That was the code they lived by. I do what I think I want to do, rather than I do as the Lord directs. That's in Judges 21:5. Sounds much like prevailing attitude today. Many grow to adulthood today completely ignorant of the righteous principles of holiness, integrity, and consideration for others. The parents have tremendous effect of future generations, good and bad. And it's a lot of our children, a lot of our young adults are walking in this area completely ignorant to righteous principles of honesty, integrity, and consideration of others. But we have to be and remember that we need to be the ones to pray for them. We, you know, God give, he gives us to be blessed with the people that he bring across our path. because we are, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And if we believe that God hears us when we pray, then it, you know, those things will be given unto us that would be done for us. So if he puts someone across your path for you to continue to pray for, do it and be faithful to it. Because God is hearing you, God sees you, and God is answering. Now, when God had given the Israelites a warning, sometimes, have you remembered a time when you had been warned not to do something and you know, oh, it ain't going to happen to me. And the next thing you know, you experience the consequences of what you failed to yield to the warning. Well, that's the same thing with God. We need to take heed to the warning. God will send someone across our path to warn us. God will warn us, and maybe through a sermon coming over the television or a sermon coming over the pulpit. It might even be a sermon or someone speaking over the radio station. But we need to heed the warnings. Now, another thing that Israel did not respect was holy men. It says here, then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them from the hand of those who plundered them. And yet they did not listen to their judges. For they played the harlot after other gods and bowed themselves down to them. They turned aside quickly from the way in which their fathers had walked in obedience, obeying the commands of the Lord. They did not do as their fathers, according to Judges 2:16. You know, I'm reminded of a time when I was on the phone with a young man. I was younger, and I had just met this young man, and he was talking to me, and, you know, I had to stop the conversation one time. Now, I need you to hear me, young ladies. I need you to hear me, young men. If somebody is talking to you and they're trying to get to know you, but they don't talk respectfully to you, you need to shut that down. And what I did was I said, let me stop this conversation right here. Young man, I'm holy unto God. See, I know who I am. I'm holy unto God, and I let it be known to him. That might not have been something that I would do. You, if you want to keep a person, you probably hold your peace. You probably wouldn't say anything. But I know who I am, and I am holy unto God. So I told him, I said, you need to watch how you're talking to me. Don't just say anything to me. Don't just say anything around me. Respect me as a woman of God, because I am holy unto him. Well, as you know, I didn't get to talk to him no more because he didn't want to hear it. But it was better for me to acknowledge who I was and demand the respect that I so deserve. And that's a lot of time our young women and our young men, we don't demand the respect that we deserve. So again, the Israelites did not even expect the holy men of God. It's what a striking parallel. These judges were calling the people back to God and speaking the truth, but only the truth of God is not popular with men. It wasn't popular for me to say that to that man, young man, but I said it. If you take your standards for truth, and then you will be unlikely to win a popularity contest. But you will please God, and he will take care of you. We need holy men and women today to serve the Lord faithfully and fully. Hear me. We need holy men and women to serve the Lord faithfully. Holy men need to be to step forward and prepare themselves to become elders of the local church, dedicated to leading them according to God's revealed word. We need holy disciples who will follow the lead of godly elders, that the church may prosper. We need holy preachers and teachers who will proclaim the truth in season and out of season. We need holy disciples going about teaching God's word everywhere, urging all to treat God as holy. You know, I'm just reminded when saying these few words here that God had said he was getting us back in rhythm. And, you know, I call this a privilege and honor because he has allowed me to be in the airways to say such as this. We need, I'm going to say it again. We need holy men and women today to serve the Lord faithfully and fully. Holy men need to step up forward and prepare themselves to become elders of the local church, dedicated to leading them according to God's revealed word. We need holy disciples who will follow the lead of godly elders that the church may prosper. We need holy preachers and teachers who will proclaim the truth in season and out of season. We need holy disciples going about and teaching God's word everywhere, urging all to treat God holy. Again here, Israel did not have respect for worship. Do you remember, I know there's some here that's under the sound of my voice, remember those times when you would go to church and you'll see somebody raise their finger and they'd seem very humble because they don't want to try to draw attention to themselves. They want to be as quiet as possible when they came in the church while service was going on, and when they left the church while service was going on. They respected the things of God. Do you remember those times when somebody would pass by the church and if they were smoking, if they were drinking, they would put that aside because they was passing a place that was holy? Do you remember that? Well, God's still holy. Nothing's changed about him. So he is calling us to respect him in worship. When we start church service, if you don't come in early, at least be quiet as you're coming in so you don't interrupt the focus that is all about him. The time has been ordained for us to come and worship him. So keep your focus on Jesus. Amen. The sons of God, again, I said they did not have respect for worship. The sons of Eli, remember them? The sons of Eli became priests in Israel, but had no respect for the holiness of God, their own position, nor the commandments of God. They didn't have no respect for their own position. You know, God has put and called us into position, and I'm not saying I'm walking out of holiness, but I just say some of us are taking it for granted, our position as a preacher, a teacher, an elder, or even an usher, even the person out there in the parking lot, taking advantage of our position. Well, Eli's sons were like that. They took advantage of their position. They did evil as they sacrificed to the Lord. You know, your service unto the Lord is a sacrifice. So is your service an evil sacrifice? They cared little for God and his will. They refused to honor God and were dishonorable men themselves. They had betrayed the trust God had placed in them. They were and will be judged. Check yourself. It's time. I'm going to read this again because we have to pay attention here. I want to say, listen. You know, there's a young lady that comes to Door of Hope and she'll say it clearly and quickly. Listen, listen. It says the sons of Eli became priests in Israel, but had no respect for the holiness of God, their own position, nor the commandments of God. That's in 1 Samuel 12:2-16, and then looking at 17:22-25, and also 29. They did evil as they sacrificed to the Lord. They cared little for God and His will. They refused to honor God and were dishonorable men themselves. They had betrayed the trust God had placed in them. You know, God calls you to a position. God places a trust in you to do that position and to do it to the best of your ability. Now, even if He calls you to be a praying person, a prayer warrior, and He calls you to prayer meetings, even if you're the only one that shows up, He's put trust in you that you'll show up if nobody else will show up. Even if he called you to do any type of assignment in the job, in the church, He put trust in you to do it and to do it faithfully. Not looking at man and somebody else not coming. Not looking at your best friend if they didn't show up. But keeping your eyes on Jesus. We need to understand that our worship too has been regulated in the Word of God. To treat worship as holy is to obey God's instructions concerning it. There is a difference in worship and everyday activity. And there is a difference in worship. Then we need to distinguish what is worship and what is activity. Because God has ordained for us to come together and worship Him. The focus is on Him and nothing else. It's about Him. Remember, I told you that God said He was getting us back in rhythm. And this is part of it. And I pray that you'll receive this word today. I pray that there not be any murmuring or complaining. Or she don't know what she's talking about. I pray that it be nothing like that. I pray that you will say, yes, Lord. God, forgive me, for I have not taken the things of you serious. I have not regarded my position the way I ought to regard it as a woman of God, as a man of God. It's time for us to repent and to get back in rhythm. You know, I heard a story and it was talking, and I don't know if I shared this before, but I'll share it again. And the person was telling the story about the heart. And they were saying that there was one heart, you know, that was separated from another heart. But when you put both of the hearts together, even though their rhythms were off when they were separated, when you put them together, it begins to come into rhythm and they were in sync. And God wants us to be in rhythm with His heartbeat. He wants us to walk the way He would have us to walk, to talk the way He would have us to talk, to respond the way He would have us to respond. Some things are not the way we want to respond, but he calls us to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, Father. Amen? Amen. So we need to understand that our worship, too, has been regulated in the Word of God. To treat worship as holy is to obey God's instructions. There is a difference in worship and everyday activity. Some, you know, we think about it. Can we think about it? Are we out here to try to draw a crowd? Are we out here trying to have worship unto the Lord? Worship. Amen. Father, oh God, I ask that you forgive us. Father, forgive us for not taking you serious. Forgive us for the reverence that was shown to you. Even if somebody walked behind the pulpit, how they reverenced you and would tell the person, get out from back there. God, we've lost reverence for you. And God, we say, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Bring us back in right standing before you, that we may reverence you for who you are, that we may reverence the man and woman of God for who you called them to do, that we will respect the things of you, dear God. forgive us. Now, Father, bring up in our spirit anything that we are doing that is not pleasing in your eyes. And Father, give us not to harden our hearts, but to surrender to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for you said we can come to you boldly but humbly. We thank you that we can come to you and say, forgive us, and know that we are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. So now I just pray a fresh wind come upon the people of God. Refresh them, renew them, restore in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. Woo, I feel that. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. You are the great God, Jehovah. You are the great I am. You are the true and living God. There is none like you. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, you are holy God. And we reverence you right now. We yield to you right now. You are holy God.
Yes.
And we bless you today. Give us a new heart for your sake. Give us that new heart of flesh that we may humble ourselves before you. In the name of Jesus. Now we give you all the glory today. We give you all the honor. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, radio listeners, I thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. And I thank you that you did not turn off the radio. I thank you that you are taking heed. Don't miss what God is saying. And you won't have a chance to say, I didn't know. Because God would probably say, Deborah Newton was on the radio and you heard her. So, praise God. This again is San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center. We're at 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas. Zip code is 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522.